I'm Gwen Uten with the VOA Special English Economics Report. Each year, the business magazine Fortune publishes a list of the 500 largest American companies. The new Fortune 500 list has come out, and for the fourth year, Walmart is at the top. Walmart stores sell general goods at low prices. The company had sales of almost $290,000 million last year. Walmart is first on the Fortune 500 list by revenue, or the total amount of money received. The oil company ExxonMobil is second, but for the second year, ExxonMobil is first in profits among American companies. Walmart is listed eighth in profits. ExxonMobil recorded a profit of more than $25,000 million last year. That was an increase of almost 18% over the year before. General Motors is third on the Fortune list of top companies by revenue, followed by Ford Motor Company and General Electric. Two other oil companies are sixth and seventh on the list. Like ExxonMobil, Chevron Texaco and ConocoPhillips both gained from high oil prices. Citigroup is eighth on the Fortune 500 list by revenue. As in 2003, the financial services company was second in profits last year, behind ExxonMobil. Ninth on the list by revenue is the insurance company American International Group. AIG is followed by IBM, International Business Machines. In 2003, IBM was ninth and AIG was tenth. The yearly Fortune lists contain only companies that release their financial information to the public. So far, we have talked about leaders in revenues and profits, but Fortune also lists companies by assets. Assets are anything of value that a company or individual owns, including property, savings, and investments. The top three companies by assets are all banks. Citigroup tops the list of American asset holders. It has assets of about $1.5 million. J.P. Morgan Chase & Company and Bank of America are the next two on the list. Just as in 2003, the largest American companies had record sales last year. The oil and mining industries did very well, but the airline industry suffered big losses because of high fuel prices and strong competition. Price competition also meant heavy losses for some telecommunications companies. This VOA Special English Economics Report was written by Mario Ritter. I'm Gwen Uten.